Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Golden here with this week's Parenting from the Parsha, Parshas Korach, entitled Pick Your Neighbors Carefully. Oy l'rasha v'oy l'shcheino. Woe is to the wicked person and woe is to his neighbor. This famous comment is quoted by Rashi towards the beginning of this week's Parsha, as the Torah introduces Korach's rebellion. Among those who joined Korach in leading the rebellion against Moshe were Datan, Aviram, and On ben Peles from the tribe of Reuven. According to the Medrash, Rashi suggests that a relationship between Korach and these individuals developed due to the proximity of their respective camps. Korach was a member of the family of Kahat, which was stationed next to the Mishkan to the south. Stationed right next to them were the tribes of Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. Because Datan, Aviram, and On were thus located near the camp of Korach, they became negatively influenced by him and ultimately joined his rebellion. This midrash thus deduces a critical lesson concerning the potential negative effect that a neighbor can have upon an individual. Yet a basic question arises on this midrash. After all, Bnei Yisrael weren't the ones who decided the setup of the nation's encampment. The determination of each tribe's location was made by God himself. Isn't God himself to blame, therefore, for the connection that developed between Korach and his followers? He was, after all, the one who set up the camp in that way. Upon further consideration, however, the answer to this question is apparent. While Datan and Aviram did not choose to live physically next to Korach, they did choose to learn from him. The Torah lists thousands of men that were in each tribe, in addition to the women and children. As such, Datan and Aviram could have learned from and been influenced by any number of thousands of other neighbors, members of their own tribe, the tribes of Shimon or Gad, or other members of the Kahat family. And yet they made a conscious decision to be influenced primarily by Korach and his supporters. It is for that reason that the Medrash negatively associates Korach with those neighbors who chose to be his followers. Ultimately, this Medrash seems to be teaching us a twofold lesson. Firstly, the Medrash is teaching us the importance of being conscious of the individuals with whom we surround ourselves. There are many times where we do have the ability to choose who we live near, or with whom we spend time. During those moments, the Medrash reminds us that we are impacted by our surroundings and environment. Associating with someone sinful or immoral will undoubtedly have a negative effect on us. Secondly, the Medrash teaches us that there will be other times in our lives when we may not have complete control over our surroundings. We can't choose who moves into the house next door to us, or who else joins the community that we are a part of. Nevertheless, in those moments as well, we ultimately have a choice. We can control the individuals who we choose to learn from, and those whom we choose to ignore, whom to befriend, whom to admire. Those choices still belong to us. This two-pronged message is a crucial one for us as we raise our children. First and foremost, we must realize that as parents, we must be thoughtful and careful about those individuals with whom we choose to surround our children, what communities we choose to live in, where we send them to school, where we send them to camp, whom we have them play with. All of these factors play a major role in shaping the experiences our children will have and the types of ideas and values that they will be exposed to. This applies particularly when our children are young and our control over their social activities is greater. But even as they get older, we must continue to be thoughtful about the decisions we make and the impact that these decisions may have on our children's surroundings. At the same time, as we all know, ultimately there is a limit to how much control we have upon our children's social surroundings. While we may choose a particular community or school that we believe is in consonance with our values, we don't have control over the other kids that attend the school or camp. And especially as our children get older, we have less control over which classmates our children befriend or whom they choose to hang out with. In anticipation for those moments, we must inculcate within our children a recognition of our values and morals. We must encourage them to learn from those who share those values and morals. We should educate them to understand that while they will be exposed to many different types of childhood peers, they do not need to learn from everyone. They should strive to learn from those who will make them a better person, not those who will bring them down. In this week's Parsha, Chazal teach us that part of the reason why Datan and Aviram sinned was their proximity to Korach and his other followers. Although this proximity was dictated by God himself, Korach was only one of thousands of neighbors surrounding them. Nonetheless, they ultimately chose to side with Korach and his entourage. The words of Chazal are important for us to remember as parents. We must be careful and thoughtful about the nature of our children's surroundings. At the same time, however, given our often limited control in this area, we must also instill within our children the ability to learn from those around them the lessons that are right and not those that are wrong. Thank you all for listening and wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.